Your convention and expo experience isn't complete until you've attended at least one leadership and personal growth workshop. Andy Moravik, one of the facilitators presenting at convention, created a workshop called Celebrate Diversity, in which he takes members through a little process about diversity in everyday life.
Diversity is a topic that I'm covering, and I take through my workshop as sort of a step-by-step of how people think, how they come to make up their opinions and decisions, and how that influences those around them, and how diversity can be beneficial for working in groups and sort of cultivating different ideas. So that's basically what I go through in a nutshell for my workshop.
The workshops that are facilitated are meant to give ideas to FFA members that they can use for themselves, their chapters, and their communities. Andrea Fresto from the Teach Ag campaign said that her workshop is meant to recruit FFA members to get them involved and to become agricultural educators. She thinks workshops are important for making connections.
There's nothing like National FFI Convention as far as getting out there, networking with other programs and meeting new people and making those connections that they can use later on down the road to become leaders in the agriculture industry.
As far as member participation goes, from New York, Lindsay Palmer from the Hamilton FFA chapter is looking forward to taking back the advice that she learned in her workshop to her chapter.
I just attended one. It was called Me, Myself, and I, and we talked about positivity and really trying to think of positive things to bring back to your chapter and positive things about yourself that you like about yourself and just getting rid of all the negatives.
As you can see, the possibilities are endless to learn so much from the workshops here at the National FFA Convention and Expo. From Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kaylin Broadwell.